Howdy.
What's up, Ron?
Would you say, personally, individually, last year was your best year?
I don't know. I mean, like all of, like 16, you know, or, you know, the season of 2016, 2017. I mean, I had a lot of great years. I think.
You had 18 and a half sacks your second year.
Yeah, I mean, my second year was good. I think, like, my fifth year was good. And my sixth year was good. I think they're all good. I always feel like it's my best season is my season coming up next. You know, that's just how I've always, you know, played it. My rookie season when I came in, I was like, okay, I did all right. You know, my next season is going to be my best one. 2013 didn't work like that for me, but I came back and said 2014 is going to be my best one, and that happened to be my second best season. 2015 was a great season for me as well. We won a Super Bowl MVP. Then the next year, this is going to be my next year. And, you know, 2016, you know, come in and finish second in Defensive Player of the Year votes. So, I feel like this season, you know, is going to be my best season yet. And, you know, I've just been, you know, coming in, attacking it like that. And, you know, all our teammates, you know, most of my guys in the locker room, I've been playing with those guys for a long time. Me, Chris, DT, you know, Derek Wolf. So, I feel like this season, you know, will be my best season yet. Yeah, I mean, you know, goals and roles change, you know, every single year. I just want to be in great shape. I want to, you know, push my body to a spot that has never been before. And, you know, you're never guaranteed that, you know, working hard off the field will, you know, translate over to on the field success. But that's what I'm, you know, hoping for, you know, this year. So I've never worked as hard as I'm working, you know, this season. And, you know, things don't always happen like you want them to, but I'm hoping that work off the field translates over to the field. And I'm just going to attack it one play at a time, one game at a time, continue to, you know, work on leadership, continue to lead my guys in the locker room. And, you know, good things always happen. Good things always happen, especially here in Dove Valley. So just taking it one day at a time and, you know, whatever happens, I'm going to be okay with. I mean, you know, we've always had great defensive coordinators from, you know, DA to, you know, Jack and, you know, Coach Phillips. And, you know, all the defensive coordinators that we've had, we've always been good. We've always been able to rush the passer. And, you know, Joe Woods, he's been with us for 3 years now. He knows us. You know, he's a great mind. He knows how to relate to the guys, especially, the secondary. And that's the strength of our, you know, defense. So, you know, he's just you know, he brings a calm voice. You know, Coach Pug, that's my coach. You know, me and Coach Pug have had a special relationship from day one. So it's just a special environment here, especially on defense. And we'll come out here, work hard, and, you know, whatever happens, we'll be okay with.
TJ said yesterday that you always hunt better when you're hungry. What does that mean to you as it relates to the defense?
I mean, you know, defense, you just got to, you know, have that mindset, I guess. I like to think more like being greedy, you know. You know, more on defense is being greedy because, you know, sometimes when you're hungry and you make a play, you could, you know, ease up. But if you got like that greedy mindset, you know, I want one sack, two sacks, three sacks, four sacks. I don't even want to pass the ball. You know, I think that works a lot better, especially with my position and, you know, what I do. So, you know, hungry, you know, it can kind of, you know, fade a little bit. But being greedy, you know, it's always there. It's a mindset. It's a trait. And on defense, I think, you know, especially me and Shane, we definitely have that. I mean, it's not changing too much. You know, we got great leadership here. You know, Duke, he's not going nowhere. You know, it's as long as he's here, it's gonna be the same. You know, we're gonna still have a championship chance every single year. He's gonna put guys in here that's gonna help us win. Not only the coaching staff, but you know, from the scouts all the way down to the chefs that we got. You know, we got championship quality guys all over. You know, this facility, and you know, Mr. Elway's done a great job since he's been here. To you know, help develop this, you know, this organization into what it is now, and it's always going to be like that as long as we, you know, have that leadership in place.
You talked about your team employees. It looked like that was a first. Why was that important? What does that say about kind of where you are and how you've evolved?
I always just wanted to take advantage of my opportunity. You know, I always wanted to, you know, give back, you know, the people that really make this place go. You know, players, they come and go. You know, some of the employees, they've been here, you know, for 40 years, you know, if you look at Greek. So, you know, I come in and I got a special relationship with all these guys, not only the training staff, but the field guys. I try to, you know, you can't always, you know, learn everybody's name, but I always try to have that special, you know, relationship with those guys. And, you know, we found out they were having the employee, you know, appreciation. I'm like, you know, I'm right here in the, you know, field, so I could go over there and do some stuff for those guys. And, you know, Pat and Eric, they've always been great for me as well. So, you know, whatever I can do to, you know, give, you know, my appreciation, I'm going to do it. That's not the first thing that, you know, that we've done here. It's been stuff that we've been done. You know, it's not a list. You know, we're not taking notes of stuff that we've done for guys. But, you know, it's a special place here in Dove Valley, like I said before, win or loss. And I'm just want to take care of all the guys that's been taking care of me. Oh yes, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that question. I think that is a wonderful thing. It's so hard to score a touchdown. It's so hard to get a sack, and you know the fans, they want excitement. You know, I think the rule change would be great. You know, we got to get a choreographer in here now to, you know, for us to really take advantage, you know, of the opportunity. Because we got this opportunity, and we should really, you know. The whole entire National Football League is not going to be able to take advantage of it. But, you know, the 5% that do take advantage of it, it could be big. It could be big for our sport. And I'm pleased. I'm happy with it. And just think about it. You got a touchdown, you got 5 old linemen, and they got a little temptation routine. It'll be great. So, you know, we got to get a choreographer in here once a week to, you know, help some of the guys out. Because everybody, you know, they can't move like – you know, your boy. So I think it'd be great though, and I think it's a wonderful thing, not only for the Denver Broncos, but for the whole entire National Football League. Like 3 pumps are still gonna be. Yeah. You know, those type of gestures and the violence and you know, the prolonged celebrations. You know, that's gonna be there. But this allows for a whole lot of creativity. You know, it doesn't have to be that, but it can be a whole lot. You know, more stuff for all the players in the National Football League. So I think this is a great thing for us.
Don't you have the hookup
with
the dancers?
Oh, yeah. Come on. I got you, Troy. It's going to be great here in Dove Valley.
Who has the best and the worst celebration in here?
I mean, it just depends. You know, the best and the worst, it just depends on who's looking at it. You know, the offensive linemen, they probably can't move that much, but when they celebrate, it's nothing better than that. You know, it's like a big dancing bear. You know, so it's nothing better than that. And you got the little guys that dance and they whip around and stuff, but it might not be as exciting as the big guys, you know, dancing around after a big play. So it just depends who's watching. And, you know, National Football League, we got a whole lot of fans and they'll be able to, you know, find their favorite, you know, dance routine or whatever. It'll be great. I'm happy with, you know, the rule change.
You didn't hear about the whole choreographer idea?
I mean, you know, I don't think we had to take it that, you know, extreme. You know, you know, let's just, you know, he has so much other stuff to focus on. I can't, you know, handle, you know, the choreography of, you know, the touchdowns and the celebration. So it'll be good. I'm pretty excited about it.
What was your reaction to Rashad Jennings when he danced with the Spurs?
That is great. I've been so caught up in, you know, what we've been doing here. But, you know, that is great. I mean, when he started, you know, the season, you can already look and tell, you know, who's going to have a chance to win. And, you know, football players, they usually do a great job on Dancing with the Stars, you know, besides last season with me and Antonio. But, you know, usually they do a great job. And, you know, I always thought it was going to be, between, you know, Rashad Jennings and Simone and all of those guys. So, you know, I thought Simone, you know, she had like, you know, because that's what she does on a daily basis. But That just shows, you know, when you stick your mind to something and you go in and you work. You know, I'm sure he's never had any type of, you know, dancing background. But if you go in there and you work, you know, you could come out on top.
You said you've been real focused on what's going on here. How much different has this offseason been? I mean, does it feel like it's going a lot slower than last year? I mean, are you getting antsy to – there's so much less on your plate than what was there last year.
It's still moving the same. You know, it's not – you know, with me, I never really like to look ahead. You know, I like to take time one day at a time and take advantage of the time that I have, the 4 hours that I have. I like to take advantage of that. When I go off campus or off, you know, away from work, I like to take advantage of that time. I really don't look too far ahead. And, you know, I guess when you do look, you know, when you, you know, suddenly raise up, you know, we're 50% all the way, you know, through with the off season. So I think 50% was yesterday. So, you know, time is moving pretty fast, but we're trying to take advantage of the time that we have. And, you know, we're moving along great. You know, we got the rookies in here already. We're already practicing with the rookies. So, you know, it's, you know, time is moving how it should be. I don't want to speed it up or slow it down. I just want to, you know, take it how it comes.
Speaking of time, you had time to get those tattoos. Why now? Why were those specific ones important?
You know, I just had time to do it. And I went through like a whole different, you know, a lot of designs, but I never really got to sit down, you know, with my guy in New York and just, you know, plan it until I got out there. So, when we got there, we sat down and, you know, we were able to do it. So it was just, you know, just a tattoo. I got a lot of tattoos. So, you know, Super Bowl MVP tattoo, that's, you gotta have that one. It doesn't matter if it's a year late or 2 years late. You know, I just, you know, I got a lot of tattoos and that was just one that I wanted to get.
TJ said yesterday that you guys on the defense want to get back to the relentlessness that you guys had during the Super Bowl year. Is that something you guys thought fell off last year?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, the thing about football teams, you got a lot of different personalities and a lot of different opinions. And you know, I could definitely, you know, see where TJ was coming from. But we played hard last year. I thought we were relentless, especially with the cards that, you know, we were dealt. You know, with guys being hurt and you know, with, you know, the struggles that we had on both sides of the ball and special teams. So I felt like we play hard. We play hard every time we go out there. You know, we play hard. We play like pros. You know, we play how we're supposed to play. You know, you don't always win or lose, but, you know, nobody's, you know, slopping it out there. We go out and we play. We're trying to win. And National Football League is, you know, that's the only thing that really matters, especially, you know, when I'm going out there, when my guys are going out there, we're trying to win. You know, I mean, it doesn't always happen like that, but that's the main goal. And, you know, I certainly think we have, a whole lot more this year than what we had last year.
Last one, Brandon.
Von, you said earlier you've never worked this hard in the offseason. What are some of the things differently than?
I just, you know, I've always focused on my body. I was focused on my nutrition. I'm just taking advantage of the time that I have now. You know, instead of going home and, you know, after the workouts here, you know, eating healthy and watching TV, you know, I might go home and, you know, do some crunches or, you know, do some cardio work. I think cardio and endurance is really the thing that I need to focus on. If I can stay on the field, if I can play, you know, 8 snaps instead of 5 snaps, that, you know, allows me more time to make plays, that allows me more opportunity, more exposure to make plays. So that's been my whole goal this year, is just trying to stay on the field, have more exposure to football plays, because you can't make plays unless you're on the football field. So I don't want to be on the football field just going through the motions. I want to be on the field like I know how to be, and that's all I've been working on, is endurance and cardio this year.
Okay. Thank you,
guys. Appreciate it.